There are already a few preschools in Petersburg run by different nonprofits, but the school district hasn't run a preschool until now. The new school will be housed inside the Ray C. Stedman Elementary building. It will be free for special education students ages 3 to 5, but will also enroll other non-special ed students for a fee.
So this is kind of the pilot year.
Superintendent Erica Klutpainter spoke about the preschool at the last school board meeting.
We do have flexibility within it to look at the numbers and make the program look like what we, you know, want it to be.
The district already serves 47 special education students, preschool through 5th grade, who need specialized instruction. Klutpainter says the preschool will streamline services for those that are pre-K, housing them all under one roof. They'll keep the district's early childhood special education teacher, Barb Marifern, who currently visits the pre-K students at several locations around town.
It's a wide breadth for one person to manage. And as needs increase and expand, it's becoming pretty unmanageable and not as efficient as it really should be.
The elementary school will also require a new special education teacher to be hired, which the district has been needing and budgeting for a few years already. School Board President Sarah Holmgren says the district has a good relationship with the current preschools and hopes the new school will help them too.
I know some of the other preschools in town have had long wait lists in the past, so it might be alleviating the pressure on them. Hopefully, it'll just be a compliment. We don't want to be a competition. We want to be a compliment to what's already being done.
Besides special education, the district is also pursuing the preschool to address the upcoming Alaska Reads Act. It's still moving through the legislature, but it's expected to be approved in some form. It would require all elementary schools to have preschool programs with certified teachers as well as other requirements to get kids proficient in reading by the 3rd grade. Klutpainter told the school board that having an in-school special needs preschool is a model that's used throughout the state. School board member Megan Litster echoed that and said that it benefits the special ed students and their families.
You can address these needs for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. Many of them can then enter kindergarten or 1st grade without an IEP anymore. And that's ultimately the goal, is that kids can be learning right along with their peers.
The school district is still working out funding details for the new school, but it will likely have different sources. Klutpainter says some pre-K special ed students receive funding from the state, while other money could come from Reads Act allocations and possible grants.
We're feeling good about it. You know, we are excited about it. I mean, it's nice to just finally take the plunge and we're just going to see where it goes.
Some details are still being worked out, like whether the preschool will run for 4 or 5 days a week, and what the hours will be each day. Also, how much the cost will be for students who are not special education. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.